particular tobacco in the same area?
No,
Where was it?
I don't remember much tobacco being raised around here.
Mm-hmm.
It was just cotton and corn,
mm-hmm.
mostly. Best I remember.
And what did they have any other names for the place where they grew the crops?
No, not that I can remember. Like, you know, like bottom land and which was a different kind of soil than the other, and I just remember the good times we had.
Yeah. What would you call the kind of fence that you used to catch your pants on when you were playing? Do you have a name for the fence you used to catch your pants on when you were playing? Did you ever get caught in the fence?
Picket fences. Uh-huh.
Are there any other kinds of fences around here that were made of wood?
Yes, but I don't know what they're called. They're crossed like this.
Mm-hmm.
And they whitewashed them.
What kind of fence did you have around your field?
Well, there wasn't a fence around the field. Mm-hmm. It was just wide open spaces. I think there was 180-something acres in our place.
When they put up barbed wire fences, you had to dig holes for them. Do you know what they call those holes that they dug for those old fences?
Well, see, they put the post down and they nail that barbed wire
mm-hmm.
onto the post. And people used to build a fence and then they'd put about this much barbed wire at the top, you know,
mm-hmm.
after they built the fence. Now that wasn't in the front of the house, that was across the back
mm-hmm.
where they...
Did they ever grow things on that way?
No, they didn't grow things out in the backyard in Maine. No.
What's this vine they have around here that you see every place?
Kudzu, that stuff is eating all the trees up.
Yeah.
I've forgotten where it came from, but anyway somebody brought some over here from some other country. And it has just taken this country over. Down south, I don't know how it does up north.
I've never seen it before.
Oh, it just makes me sick every time I look at it. It just covers the trees up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't kill it. They say you can just cut it down and cut it down and put poison around it and everything. It just still comes back.
How long has that been around? I don't remember.
I would say that had been around here around 30, 40 years.
Why they brought it over here?
I don't remember. Don't remember where it came from.
That's such a pretty country. Did you have chickens out here on your father's farm?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We had cows and chickens. Got a big garden. Fruit trees. Grapes.
What kind of dishes did you have in your house? Did your mother have for good dishes?
Oh, Lord, I can show you some of them, but I don't...
What were they made of?
Let me get one. I have given all of them to the niece and nephew. I wanted them to have... I always go to my grandmother's, and of course when you'd go to her house, you always wanted to eat, no matter if you'd just gotten up from the table at your own house.
You had
grandmother's, and they put what they call... fly nets over the table and left things like preserves and jam and jelly, things
mm-hmm.
like that, and cake,
mm-hmm.
and then on the table, and of course you could go in there and get something to eat any time. And her house was where the front of the house was a bedroom, living room, and then there was a breezeway and a back porch all the way across. And the kitchen and dining room were separate. They were across the breezeway. You had to go from